Now to the Midwest, historically the breadbasket of America. These days, though, we'd venture to guess more kids know about TikTok than livestock. And that is why some schools are adding farm work to classwork. Students are building chicken coops and sheep pens right next to their playgrounds. Katie Pikus of Harvest Public Media reports from Iowa.
Welcome to Chicken Town!
Students at Marnie Simons Elementary in Hamburg in southwest Iowa spend a lot of time doing chores on the school's mini farm. On this day, the children help farm school coordinator Spencer Baldwin trim the chicken's wings.
Okay, we'll spread that out. Bam, bam. See, doesn't even care.
Baldwin's teaching about a dozen kindergarten through middle school students that clipping chickens' wings will keep them from flying over the fence. The small Iowa school district has 50 chickens, 4 sheep, 3 goats, and 2 piglets. Students learn the basics of livestock anatomy and diet. But Baldwin says there's a larger lesson.
The biggest thing the kids learn is just how to treat the animals, how to interact with them. You know, especially these little kids, my kindergartners out here, when we were first out here, they like to run and chase me, you know, and they don't mean anything by it. They just want to be around them. They want to pet them, want to snuggle them.
But Baldwin says the younger kids quickly learned not to stress the animals by chasing them. The older children, like fifth grader Kayla McIntosh, put in some real farm work. She wants to help deliver the sheep's babies this spring.
I've never lived on a farm, so I actually want to experience it.
Most kids in the town of 1,100 people don't live on a farm, but the majority of Hamburg students participate in farm school. And some teachers say it's affected their classes in a good way. First grade teacher Michelle Hendrickson says her students gravitate towards reading books about farm animals.
They do dive into the farm animals and want to learn more about the chickens, and more so the animals that we've had on the farm have sparked an interest in their reading.
She says her students have become more productive because they're eager to finish tasks so they can help out on the farm. Hamburg Superintendent Mike Wells says the farm teaches children a work ethic, and maintaining a farm at a school is a lot of work.
First of all, on weekends, who takes care of the animals? You have to set up a system of kids who are dependable to come in and feed and take care of the animals.
Wells says if someone doesn't lock up the chickens at night, raccoons or possums could kill them. This is the farm school's fifth year. It started after a group of students incubated some chicken eggs. Those eggs became chicks that grew up and needed a home. Students had to get special permission from the city council because local laws forbid livestock in town.
All these buildings out here were built by kids. They're not perfect, but it was their design, and they built it.
A few other Iowa schools have small farm schools, too. The number of farms in the U.S. is decreasing, and as fewer children help raise livestock, people fall out of touch with where their food comes from. Natalie Carroll is a professor of agricultural science, education, and communication at Purdue University. She says a school farm can help make city kids understand farm life.
Our food doesn't just come from the store. It doesn't just show up magically. And they gain an appreciation for how much it takes to raise food, the choices that have to be made.
That's an important lesson at Hamburg's farm school. The piglets, the kids call them breakfast and lunch, will be slaughtered at the end of the school year. Farm school coordinator Spencer Baldwin says that topic will come up.
It can be a tough lesson to learn, but it's a good thing to learn, especially in an agricultural community here. You know, a lot of them have been exposed to that.
Baldwin says a few of the younger children get emotional, but the older kids help them through. Even those tough lessons feed into a hands-on education in agriculture, all part of a window into farm life for young children. For Here and Now, I'm Katie Pikus.